Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The DH, Chris Sabo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jack Voigt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Norberto Martin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Voigt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk now playing third base. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Sabo reaches second base with a double. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Voit strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zupczyk fields it and throws to first for the out. Palmeiro moves to second. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco strikes out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Into right field. Voit settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sabo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sabo hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Voigt is 0 for 1 in the game. Voigt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Karkoviche moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Voigt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ripken. Zupczyk moves to second. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Zupczyk scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sabo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gomez moves to second. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cora is 0-for-3 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Voit is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Voit is 0-for-2 in the game. Voit strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmeiro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Warren Nuzon pinch hits for Bob Zupczyk. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nuzon for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Norberto Martin now playing third base. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 0-3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gomez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hoyles is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.